I relax there, partner. You're not going anywhere. I promise, the restraints are quite strong. You wanted to join the Deadlock Gang, right? We are an illustrious organization. You want to be part of the legend, don't you? I've got an opening for you. Well, not exactly you. You see, Bob took a beating in that last dust-up. More than a beating, actually. Irrecoverable, they call it. I should have killed McCree when I had the chance. Do you know how many scrapes Bob and I got out of? Well, I decided I couldn't live without Bob. The strength, loyalty, the obedience. Those are harder to replace than just getting another Omnic. We had a connection, a history. You have no idea what I had to promise Moira to make this happen. Apparently, human to Omnic conversion isn't a thing. Wasn't a thing, I should say. But she promised me that early trials were quite successful and, well, not many things, but I'm not often patient. No point in struggling. I always get what I want. I'm gonna seal this pod around you. Don't worry, it's perfectly safe. Just breathe deeply and evenly. The more you breathe, the more relaxed you'll feel, and the smoother this will go. Just close your eyes. You can feel a dark, warm liquid begin to feel the bottom of the pot, splashing across your feet. This is supposed to happen. Just breathe, nice and slow, and feel the warm, relaxing tingle of the liquid on your feet. Go on and wiggle your toes into it. Feels nice, right? That's good. Just keep breathing with the slow waves of the liquid moving up your feet. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. That's real good. You can feel the warmth and the tingles moving up your feet with the liquid. Reaching your ankles. You'll probably find that everywhere the liquid touches, you can't move anymore. Go on, try to wiggle your toes. Can't do it, huh? That's okay. It's part of the process. Moira told me that it's actually quite pleasant. Every breath in makes you sleepier. The touch of the liquid relaxes the body every breath out. Feel it begin to move up your legs. Tense the muscles in your calves. One last time before you can't anymore. Let the delicious tension just drain away. As the liquid covers them. It's good, right? It's good to relax. Just let everything go. Keep breathing as the liquid moves up your thighs. Feel your legs too heavy and sleepy to move. As the liquid rises, you feel more and more tired. Your breath becomes more and more slow. You can even feel your heartbeat just slowing down. That's good. That's what is supposed to happen. Just breathe and relax. Feel it rise over your hips. Your entire lower half is relaxed and tingly. Unable to move or resist the constant flow of the liquid. There is no point in resisting. There's no point in fighting. Just breathe. Everything will become so simple for you if you just breathe. Let the liquid continue up your stomach. Feeling the warmth of it relaxing your muscles, letting them go limp in a way that they haven't in a long, long time. Let yourself slow down even further. Every breath takes longer. Every heartbeat is slower. Feel it moving up your chest. It feels so good, so right. You want to give in. You're so tired and the liquid feels good around you. Swirling, soothing away all them aches and worries. It's good. It feels good. Just relax and let it happen. The liquid is creeping up your neck now. It's going to move up over your head soon, but you don't have to worry. You can breathe this liquid just like air. Just relax. I'm gonna count you up from 10. And when I reach 1, you will be totally immersed in the liquid. 10. The liquid is gently rising, brushing against your chin. It's hard to hold your neck up now. You're just so relaxed and sleepy. This feels good. 9. You can feel it against your lips, seeping into your mouth. You can let it slide down your throat, settling on down like a rattlesnake down a hole, into the warmth and soothing. Oh, you find it very relaxing, like coming home. 8. The liquid is beginning to cover your nostrils. That's all right. Breathe it in. Feel the sleepiness fill your lungs, taking away all your energy, all your ability to resist. 7. Feel it creeping up your nose, towards your eyes. Every breath still deeper, every heartbeat slower. 6. Feel the liquid pressing against your eyelids. Feeling them closed. 5. Feel it lapping at your eyebrows as it keeps slowly moving upwards. The unsubmerged skin of your scalp feels cool and exposed. It would feel so nice to have it under, to be totally immersed. 4. The liquid is moving, creeping up your forehead. The sparks and tingles of its progress feel good, I imagine. 3. Feel it moving through your hair, nearly entirely putting you underwater. Except it ain't water, honey. tune. Almost there. Slowing down as the tube is nearly filled. One. The liquid entirely immerses you. You can feel your feet begin to float as you drift in the tube of liquid. It's okay to drift. Let your mind drift and float in the darkness of the liquid. Let your body drift and float. Your mind is quiet now, and your body is tuckered out. Let me tell you something about this liquid. It's biometric and programmable material. It becomes what I want it to be. And it also converts other matter into itself. It will turn your body into itself. You can feel it. Eyes tingle before where just the liquid beginning to dissolve you. You can feel it now. Little tingles, little sparks, as your mind becomes increasingly disconnected from your body. The floating becomes more and more intense. As you just relax into the dissolution. This is the first step. I have to tear you down before I can rebuild you as the Bob. You have to understand, you know, I need Bob. He's been with me forever. Ever since I was a little girl, Bob took care of me, listened to me, helped me. I need that. And Bob needs to be that. So as your body separates from your mind, I want to give you your three laws. Your three reasons for being. Serve Ash. Protect Ash. Obey Ash. I want you to think it with every breath of your shifting body. Repeat it in your mind. Serve Ash. Protect Ash. Obey Ash. Every breath is a promise.
Every breath.
A promise to me.
A promise.
So don't go breaking it. When I ask you to do something, Bob, you will know what to do. Feel your body disappearing, becoming amorphous and undefined. Even as we define your mind, serve Ash, protect Ash, obey Ash. Take care of me and I'll take care of you. We're family near enough. Your body is nothing. You can feel nothing but flirting. Your body will form again when your mind knows what it is. You are Bob. You are my big omnibus. You are my Bob. You serve Ash. You protect Ash. You obey Ash. I am at your core. Your reason for being. I am Ash. You are Bob. You are strong, loyal, unyielding. You are my Barb. I am your employer and your charge. We protect each other. We're inseparable. Can you see it? Your purpose. Can you see it? Your core.
Your purpose.
Can you serve Ash? Protect Ash. Obey Ash. Let's build your body for that. Starting with your skeleton. Your framework, thick tungsten steel, nearly unbreakable. Edged with notches for cables and chips to drive your body and house your mind. Can you feel the sturdiness of it, Bob? That's good. Tall and wide and strong. We'll add the next layer. Thick cords of cable and pistons to drive your heavy body. Feel them connecting to your skeleton. Artificial muscles over an artificial frame. More capable of dedication and service than any body of flesh and blood. Bob is strong and intractable. Bob serves Ash. Bob protects Ash. Bob obeys Ash. I can see you forming in the tube, Bob. I can see that big, burly frame taking shape. The more you are Bob in mind, the more you become Bob in body. Feel more layers of cable and powerful servos building on your steel skeleton. Feel the power in your frame, even though you can't move yet. You can feel the potential energy, the power to serve Ash, protect Ash, obey Ash. Feel the sensors added to your body, Bob. Even with your old eyes closed, you can see me through the liquid, through the tube. You can see readouts appear before you, and they tell you, serve Ash, protect Ash. Obey Ash. Every time you look at me, your devotion is your strength, Bob. And then there's protection for you. Curved shaped plates of titanium and hardened steel that shield your inner workings. Feel them fuse to you, so heavy and strong. They seal in your soul, seal in your purpose. Serve Ash. Protect Ash. Obey Ash.
Serve Ash.
Protect Ash.
Obey
Ash.
Serve Ash.
Protect Ash.
Obey
Ash.
Serve Ash.
Protect Ash.
Obey
Ash.
Serve Ash.
Protect. Just one more thing before you complete, Bob. Do you remember when I gave them to you? Oh, use them to you. Your arm cannons. When you went from my servant to my right hand. Of course you don't remember. Not yet. But you will. Feel the weight to them on your arms, just heavy enough for your massive artificial frame to recognize they're there. That's right. It's perfect. You look just like my Bob. But you're not entirely. Not yet. I'm gonna download Bob's memories into you. As much as I could salvage, at least. Feel the cables running from the top of the tank connecting at the back of your neck. Can you see it? Can you see my childhood? The pinafores and the ballrooms and the tutors and the loneliness. Can you see it? Can you see our first heist? The beginning. When we were really born. Can you see it? The forming of the gang. The betrayal. The exhilaration. The building. The prestige. The danger. That's right, Bob. Ye are mine. And I'm yours. Let's get you out of that tube. Bob, it's time to do something.